This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to Paula time.
Here's what I think we should do. Paula Abdul is half Arab and half Jew. We should send her to the Middle East. And hopefully, that will be the end of her.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Welcome to Paula time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up.
It's the 9/11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Stop that. It's silly.
It's silly.
Very silly indeed.
Very silly.
Look at the size of his unit.
How about that?
Just a bunch of white trash.
Hey, now.
It's Friday the 13th.
You're goddamn right. Excuse me. I should say that. You're Morgan Freeman, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Excuse me. Where's the... Are we using the door?
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. He requires it. Here he comes now.
And there he is.
Look at that.
Hi, God.
Hello.
How come that movie tanked so bad, Evan Almighty?
Yeah. That's not a concern of mine. I have to tell you, Don, I was out in the hallway listening to that last segment with Mr. Morales.
That segment sucked. I'm sorry. That's my fault. I got bored halfway through.
There was a reason you got bored, and that's a reason that that it sucked, as you like to say. I actually influenced that. I made sure that everyone was having a very, very dismal time when Carlos was on, because he's an atheist. And, of course, I play the Lord God. You know that.
I know you do.
And I know this boy in back of me has a problem with me.
His name is Buzz.
And I'll tell you something. Well, yes, well, I'll explain it to you, boy.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Anyone that doesn't believe in me has a problem with me. I make everything. Don't you understand how that works?
I don't understand.
I make everything. I make everything from the forests to the animals in Africa to the tiniest lime that grows on a lime tree. I thought Evan Almighty would make $1 million for every freckle on my baby face. I truly did.
Yeah. That movie tanked, didn't it?
It didn't tank because of me. It tanked because of Steve Carell.
Hey, he's incredibly funny.
And not incredibly funny so much that he can save us out of the quagmire that we're in with this horrible effort. I have to give my tip of my God baseball cap to Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is a fine and talented actor. Unfortunately, Steve Carell's a TV boy. Huh. He'll always be a TV boy. Can't carry a film of that magnitude. Do you realize that that film, as far as a comedy, was the most expensive comedy ever made in America? Wow. And I say that is a damn shame. A damn shame that a fine effort on my part, Morgan Freeman, is squandered. Thrown away, cast away, thrown out to the river because of Steve Carell not being able to hold my water bucket. Wow. That's what I have to say. And as far as ye atheists, I think you should make a decision. Yeah. It's about time that on your program, you actually take these atheists and you put them where they should be. And you know where they should be?
Where should they be?
On the unemployment line.
You want to take a moment just to talk to Buzz?
I will. I'd counsel him. I won't speak to him. I'll preach to him.
I have a lot of respect for you, Mr.
Well, Fred. I'm glad you do. You ought to understand, there is a me. There is a giant me looking down upon people like you.
Your name is Morgan.
Now, it might be fancy and fun at all your cocktail parties to go waltzing in there with your hippie shirts that are about 30 years too young for yourself.
I like them.
You roll into those parties, and I know what happens. You get some pretty ladies around
sitting there
going, "Hey, you're Buzz Burbank, the newsman."
Uh-huh.
I love the sound of your voice.
Sometimes.
And then you sit back in an easy chair, you're holding court, you're looking at all these ladies, and you're saying, you know, there is no God. Chuckle, chuckle, cackle, cackle. The fact is, next time you go to one of your sinful swinging parties, Buzz Burbank.
Yes, Morgan?
I want you to sit in that easy chair. I want you to look at all those people who look up to you, believe it or not.
I will.
And I want you to say, there is me. I exist. There is the Lord God on high. And you believe in him. Not only do you believe in him, you preach his message. Do you understand me, Buzz Burbank?
Amen.
The fact is, I made the chronic in your hookah.
Well, that I thank
I
you
did,
for,
Buzz.
I really don't buy
I made that sticky bud that you enjoy so much. I made those lovely ladies' round behinds that you love to stare at so much.
Well, on what day genetics. Did you create weed?
On the day that I created weed, I created all the plants, all the daisies, all the flowers.
On what day did
parsley,
you?
Parsley, sage, rosemary.
On what
and,
day?
And rosemary and, oh, yes. Time. Yes, Don?
What day did you create the beautiful female form? Because you did everything in 7 days.
Yeah, well, I took man and woman, made them day one.
Out of a rib, but made, you made woman.
You're not qualified
I'm
until just... you renounce this silly belief system that you use just to get ladies. That's all you're doing, Buzz Burbank. You're a man without... You lost your mind a long time ago.
Did you hear him when he said, you know why Evan Almighty will fail? Because no one will go to see it because nobody believes in God.
I didn't say
that. Is that what he said?
No, I never said anything like that.
I'd like to tell you a story, Buzz Burbank.
Please do. I enjoy your stories.
Now, this is a story that could come true or not come true. It all depends on you. One of these nights, after you get done one of your long newscasts, when Don has decided generously to give you a little extra time... You roll into your car feeling pretty high and mighty.
Yes, I
do. You get behind the wheel. Suddenly you notice there's a thump, thump, thump on the right side of your automobile.
What?
You determine it's a flat tire. You say, well, I could make it home, but I choose to take a look at this because it seems rather severe. About the same time you pull that thing over to the side of the road, a very severe and intense electrical storm is brewing on the horizon.
Isn't that something, huh?
And as you take a look at your flat tire and your moment of concentration, looking to see if it's a nail or a piece of glass that's caused that tire to go ka-thump, ka-thump, a bolt of lightning comes clean out of the sky. It goes in at your forehead, right between your eyes.
It happened.
Goes down through your spine, goes down to the soles of your shoes... It actually melts the shoes that you have on those feet, those pussy little Crocs you wear.
They're made of rubber. They're insulated.
That's right. They're not insulated. I'm going to melt them because the lightning bolt's going to come right through your brain.
It's a random act.
That's why I started to gray Buzz's hair when he was only 16, to show him that I existed. And he denied me then by using hair coloring. Hair coloring each and every day.
Why did you take Rob's hair?
I took Rob's hair because he doesn't like his fellow man. I want to show them that we're all brothers in one.
However, let me ask you something.
Yes, Don, I'm here.
When you are judging these two men,
right,
Rob and Buzz, which one enters your beautiful gated community?
Well, there's a story behind that.
I'll bet.
You see, it'll come Judgment Day.
Is there music?
Frankly, both those boys are going to expire at the same time.
Really? What?
That's right. As time goes by and after Don retires, Rob and Buzz become close friends, and they take up hang gliding.
We talked about
and due to a summer squall, they both accidentally die at the same time. They make their way up to the pearly gates. And at that moment, I will be sitting there on my giant throne made of gold. I will look down at one of them and I'll say, hey, fat boy, why all those terrible things about people that just didn't look like you?
What makes a Nazi?
Why were
How
you,
does he get that way?
Why were you so filled with hatred and all that? And he'll say... I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
He does believe in you. Your Royal Majesty.
That's right. He throws himself at my feet.
Right.
And I say, get right in there.
Thanks,
Go take care of that kid that I beat up in the morning, Carlos Morales. And then I'll look over at Buzz and I will say, do you know that you could have murdered, you could have coveted other men's wives, you could have killed... maimed, tortured, done all sorts of crazy things. There was only one rule in my book.
All sorts of crazy things.
Crazy, kooky things that you kids do.
I had 10 rules.
Smoking your weed, doing your drugs and all that. Thou shalt.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you, the one thing I do not tolerate was a complete rejection of my existence. So I will give you a one-way ticket down to the bad place. The bad place of fire and brimstone.
I don't believe in that
and they'll
either.
Be taking those little spears and pulling the flesh off your body. But it doesn't just last a day. You know what it does? It lasts forever. Eternity is what I'm talking about. Eternity in the dark place. Mm-hmm. That's how it's going to go if you don't straighten up and fly right.
Who is a bigger sinner? Buzz for not believing in God or Steve Carell for making Evan Almighty a flop?
Oh, you got me there.
It's a good question.
That's a toss-up. I'll tell you, I have to put on some microwave popcorn and think about that one all night long. I'm going to have to nod to Carell.
just...
I'll tell you, he's put me in the crapper financially. Morgan Freeman's not getting any younger, and I'm worrying whether they're going to think I'm bank after that type of miserable performance. I've always said, put too many of those stinky goddamn animals. Oh, my God, I took my own name in vain.
You took your name in vain.
That's horrible. But one more message for you, Mr. Curly Hair, that's all gray except you color it, defying me one more time.
Yes, Morgan.
Have fun in the fiery eternity. Satan is a brick, and he looks like John Lovitz.
Don't buy that.
Enjoy yourself.
All right.
And I'll be laughing. Laughing all the way up to the God Bank. That's for sure.
I'll be listening.
It's a good time. As a matter of fact, I find perverse pleasure in sending certain individuals. But I have here, at this current time, my list of individuals that actually will be ahead of Buzz.
Really?
Yes.
Getting into heaven.
It's actually scary.
Oh. All right, let's hear.
Well, there's one guy, you had him on your show recently.
Who's that?
Larry Flint.
Oh, yeah. Larry Flint's on the list before Buzz.
Larry Flint's heaven. Ahead of Buzz, absolutely. Well, before he went a long time ago, Adolf Hitler.
How about Saddam Hussein?
Saddam Hussein, yeah, he waltzed in compared to Buzz Burbank because he didn't deny me. That's the entire key. He did not deny me.
Genghis Khan.
Now, I could go through these boring names. You wouldn't recognize all of them. There are 35 members of the United States Congress that are on here. They're still going to get in before Buzz Burbank. It's a very sad list for you. We built a solid gold ramp for Mr. Flint.
Ramp for who?
A solid gold ramp for him to wheel his golden wheelchair into my golden gates.
For who?
Larry Flint.
Oh, for Larry Flint.
Mr. Flint, we call him up the stairs. Said, hello, Mr. Flint.
He's done good
work. We've been awaiting you. Come right in. That was a clever thing you used to do with a flashlight.
What about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Jeffrey Dahmer, unfortunately, no, we've eating people is actually more heinous than not believing in the Almighty.
That's what I thought.
Really?
Yes. Cannibalism? No. It's a big no-no. And, of course, suicide. Suicide, a very, very bad thing. We can't let you in for suicide.
Hmm.
And so Buzz will be down there with the Dahmers and the suicides and all those other people. Enjoy yourself, Burbank.
I don't really
believe Unless you in... straighten up and fly right. What is your belief system, if I may ask?
Well, I believe in the universe. I believe
Silence!
I believe in karma.
Silence!
I believe in being kind and doing good things for people.
Just think about the
You want to be kind, say I exist.
This thing he's saying about he believes in the universe?
Yes.
He just picked that up from today's show. Someone said that on today's show.
No,
I suppose
show,
you were calling on the words of that horrible non-breastfed child, Carlos Morales. That evil stain on the fabric of mankind.
I don't know Carlos.
Well, I'll tell you something about Carlos. You know, Carlos is a college student.
Yes.
You know, they don't serve the greatest food in the local cafeterias at college.
I've heard.
Especially when you go to one of those junior colleges that he goes to. You know what's going to happen to him in that cafeteria? It's pizza night tonight. In that University of Texas cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to go for a big bite of a slice. And unfortunately, that tiny piece of crust is going to get lodged in his esophagus.
Yeah.
And Carlos Morales is going to choke to death.
What if that doesn't happen?
You do not sound like a merciful God.
And then he's going to spend an eternity in an oppressive, fiery room filled with strollers and talkative women. That's right.
Well, you know something? In that place.
Let me tell you something, Buzz Burbank.
Yes?
You atheist not believing in me?
Yes, Mr. Freeman.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay.
I can tailor an entire experience of fiery hell eternity to your liking. I can take everything that you don't like, and I can put it in hell forever. Do you understand that?
I do, but I don't.
I can actually strap you into your own stroller, and you'll live like that,
hey,
with demons pulling out your eyelids for the rest of time.
Could you do this? Could you strap him into a stroller, make him watch some incredibly bad TV show where he has no choice about channel or volume?
Yes. I will actually, here's what my idea of what we will do with Buzz. Mm-hmm. I will actually put him in a room, in a stroller, surrounded by strollers.
Right.
It'll be in a stroller storage room. Occasionally, a little demon will come in, open the door, go, is it hot enough in here for you, Burbank? Stab him with a pitchfork. And then later on, he will be a guest of the entire Republican National Committee. That's right. He'll be hanging out with all those good people.
They'll be
That's
there
right. And he'll be asked to read all the teachings of Karl Rove.
Uh-huh.
Read them out loud to all the babies who are crying in strollers around him. They'll be fake babies because I make them up in hell. Babies don't go to hell.
No.
I don't do that type of thing. I don't roll that way. You know how I roll?
How do you roll?
Oh. Making damnation for Burbank, a real pet peeve of mine. I'm going to be a pet project, not a pet peeve. I am God. G to the O. To the dizzle, my chisel.
I am God.
That's right. You've right. messed with the wrong eternal maker.
You're an actor.
I'm not an actor.
You are GWA. You are God with attitude.
God with attitude. and I will prove my existence to you. I implore you, Buzz Burbank, to get out right now and teach my message.
Last
chance,
Buzz.
Can you do that for me?
Last chance.
I really, that would be hypocritical if I did that, so I can't.
I'll show you hypocritical.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you hypocritical.
All right.
That's right. You're going to be coming to my IHOP. You're going to come to my International House of Pancakes.
I love pancakes.
I'll be putting you on the skillet for all time. That's right. I'm going to give you 40 navels. I'm going to give you 40 belly buttons, Buzz.
Use one.
You don't have any right now. I'm going to put your holes in you just like Swiss cheese.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be nasty for you unless you change your ways.
Okay, good story.
Hey, you think it'd be a chance you're going to do a remake of or a sequel to Nurse Betty? I love that movie.
Nurse Betty. What a fine, fine woman, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Fine carriage of a woman.
I love it when you say Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty? I enjoy Nurse Betty.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the talents of Renee Zellweger. She's a fine lady, don't you know? Except when she got involved with all that nonsense with that gay cowboy in the Caribbean.
Oh, Kenny Chesney.
Yes, Kenny Chesney. I told her against that. I said, you shouldn't do that.
She was without Keith Urban. Isn't he just as bad?
I tell you, Buzz Burbank, acknowledge me.
Hi, Mr.
And
Freeman.
I'll build you a palace out of weed and quaaludes filled with 200 Maryland Chambers.
That's very nice of you, Morgan.
Or Maryland Chambers. That's right. I'll build you.
God.
You know what I'm going to do?
What
I'm going to build you your very own Andrew Blake porn palace. That's right. Porn on every channel, 24/7.
If
you'll enjoy yourself.
I would.
That's right. And everybody will be walking around looking at you and saying, hello, stud. All you have to do is acknowledge my existence and you'll have a good time.
Last chance, Buzz. We got a break.
I can't do that in good conscience. I'm sorry.
Well, it's going to be a sleepless night for you. It won't be your average Friday, Burbank.
Okay.
You will dream of horrible things. I will tell you during the next 7 days.
Today's show will be replayed in your mind over and over.
In your nightmares, Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
You will see things to come.
Uh-huh.
That's right. It's a Christmas carol.
Oh, good.
You'll be visited
three
by three program directors.
I like that story.
Smokey Rivers.
Uh-huh.
Steve Kingston.
Uh-huh.
No, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You can never come to my clothing optional cloud.
Well, I'm sorry
to
hear that.
You don't get to do that.
I'm sorry to hear
That's
that.
That's right. You're never going to my nudie camp.
But there really is no such place.
Oh, you're damned. You're damned. Wow. Damned if you do and damned if you do. That's exactly what it is.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Time for the news. I will be floating away and not listening. I will be wearing my white Yankees cap, and I will be walking in my white outfit away.
You're floating away. Missing a good one.
Yes, I've got to go to my dermatologist now. Got to get these removed.
You'd think he could just do that himself.
Well, he didn't like you.
Buzz, you got some big atheist balls.
I don't like labels, you know. But...
Labels.
I am God.
Beware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is time
for... Hi, everybody. This is the news.
It's time for the news.
Yes.
News.
Time for the news. Oh, but we should do commercials first.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I am God.
Pause. I'll never forget the first time I played my first commercial. It was a radio station a long, long time ago. And Willard Scott was there, dressed like a homeless man. I don't know what I was saying.
Wow, he's a good guy.
I'd love to hear the end of that story.
I don't know why you can't get on the bandwagon, man. He's a good guy.
He's funny.
Not sure what's going on. Yes, Andy Dufresne was a friend of mine. He tunneled through 300 yards of filth that would make
any other man. Oh, now we're back to the Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, sir. And what was the name of that movie? The Shawshank Redemption.
That's right.
That's another godlike word. Something you ought to memorize, boy.
And he's out of here.
He's out of here again. It's very strange.
He is, okay.
Keeps popping in. He doesn't even come through the door. He walks through it.
Because he can.
Very, very strange.
He's Casper-like.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. Yes, sirree. I'll put a wart right on Buzz's colon. That's right.
I've had that.
You have time going to the bathroom?
Oh, hold on. There you go. There goes the music.
I don't know what happened. He seems to be floating around all the time.
He's in, he's out.
Yes, I've got some other plans for you as well.
Really?
Yes, sir. All your hair's going to fall out Sunday. Sunday when you're eating your corn on the cob.
I'll let you know.
Have fun, Burbank.
Okay.
He seems to have all these punishments.
He has
I am God.
Angry things
all
in mind.
All your hair is going to fall out on Sunday.
A lot of threats.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to gain 300 pounds, so you won't be wearing those Steve Irwin shirts anymore.
That's not going to happen.
And you're going to get a bad case of ingrown hairs all over your bad place. Have fun.
He's so vindictive. I didn't know God was that vindictive.
He's taunting me now, I think.
That's truly, truly evil.
It is sort of with God.
Unexpected in that way.
Pause.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.